Hey guys, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia, and this is going to be a great episode because you and I have been born again into the kingdom of light, and that means that we are born not of the will of a man and a woman, but we have been born of God. And the message today is around visualization, but don't get me wrong, there's nothing sinister about this message. Jesus said that he said I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. He said, but you don't know where I came from and where I'm going. And this is really important because as a kingdom ambassador, as a Christian, we came from God and we're going back to God. We do not belong here. We are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. We did not originate from this earth. Okay? We, according to John, we are born again. We are literally born from above. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you need to be born from the air, from above, from the Spirit, if you are going to see the kingdom of God. And Jesus prayed that we would be one as he is one. He said, I'm going to my Father. He said, you're going to see the Son of Man ascend. The moment you were born again, you died. Your body, your physical body, was crucified. We identify with his death, burial, and resurrection. And this is where the problem lies in Christianity, is you can be trained in your thinking according to the pattern of this world when we are clearly told that we do not belong here and that we must not be conformed to the pattern of this world. So your visualization in talking marks, your visualization begins with knowing where you came from and where you are going. So here in John chapter 8, Jesus says to the Pharisees who were challenging him, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. And this is really important. So we came from God and we're returning to God. We are children of God, born of the Spirit, born of above. We do not belong to this world. We're being transformed into his image. So everything you do is sonship. Everything God's doing in you and through you is to transform you, to conform you to look like your big brother, Jesus Christ. Now, this is where religion disappears. This is where you cannot be religious in the kingdom of God, and you cannot be political. If you believe what Jesus said, unlike the Pharisees, if you actually believe what he said, then you are going to offend people everywhere you go because you're going to say incredible things like somebody who has this visualization, they will judge the angels. Yeah, the angels. We are the sons. We are above the angels. Okay? We are the sons. To which angel did God ever say, you are my son? No. Angels are ministering spirits. They are servants. They are the military. They are the military branch of the kingdom, whereas We are the sons of God. We are the sons and daughters, the children of God. And that's why Paul says, we, do you not know that you will judge the angels? Similarly, Jesus said, if you forgive man his sins, they are forgiven. You know, who can forgive sin but God alone? And yet he is saying to you and I as believers that we forgive sin. I mean, this is pretty close to God if you want to talk about it. Now, we know in Genesis God made man in his image. So, you know, we did not just evolve to have 10 fingers and 10 toes. God first had 10 fingers and 10 toes. That's why he made us this way. We look like God. There is no accident. There is no sort of special design. God has a mouth. God has eyes. God has ears. And the Holy Spirit, he has a mouth. He has emotions. He has feelings. He can be quenched. He can be... Do you get it? So we are in our soul, in our spirit, and in our body. We are three in one, but we are like God. Every man and woman is made in the physical, you know, image of God. But it's only after you're born again that you become one with God. And this is where you cannot be religious anymore. This is where you become a believer. You're not just going to church. You are the church. You're not doing evangelism. You are a witness. You are the gate that people enter through to find God. Jesus said, the Father sent me, and so I'm sending you. This is exactly the same. It's that we are a mirror image in our body, but we're also a mirror image in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Jesus said, rivers of living waters would flow out of your belly. So, I mean, Jesus said, if you overcome, you will sit with me on my throne as the Father gave me a throne to sit on. I mean, this is pretty heavy stuff. So when you believe, when you really believe, you'll realize that, hang on a minute, I own God. And God owns me. We are one. We have communion with each other. I'm in him and he's in me. I'm not a servant. I'm a friend. I'm more than a friend. I'm a brother. I'm closer than a brother. You know, Jesus was moving me in worship at church the other week, and the sermon was about, you know, our intimacy with Jesus. And I felt like this feeling, this intimacy that I have with you, it's more than just oneness. It's like, and I was praying about it and it was like, wow, I literally am carrying everything inside of me. You know, I've got the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. I'm born again. My spirit has been made new. I've been resurrected. I've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Paul says, I'm one with him in spirit, one with him in spirit. But Peter says, inside of me is everything I need for life and godliness. So whatever you need, whether it's money or healing, it's like it's actually already in you. There's no prayer that he hasn't already answered. And your answer, you're not independent from God. You're totally beyond codependent, but you're totally submitted, submerged in God. But practically speaking, you need to birth the answers to your own prayers. Not like you're not praying to yourself. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to pray through you. The Father is the one we pray to. But practically speaking, you know, if you need healing, it's going to come out of your belly. It's already been deposited in you. Jesus does not have to decide to heal you. And he does not have to pay for your healing. He has already been crucified. He's already been whipped and beaten. If you need emotional healing, soul healing, social healing, you feel rejected, you feel alone. He was rejected. He was abandoned. I think that's the deepest for me to understand, that the Father turned his back on the Son. They had never been apart for eternity. And yet on the cross, Jesus was abandoned. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He was not in relationship with his Father for that moment. God turned away. I mean, so your healing has been fully funded. Your deliverance has been fully funded. You are the head. You're not the tail. You lend and don't borrow. You're above and not beneath. You go from glory to glory and strength to strength. He's already decided. He's already provided. He's never going to change his mind. So you and I, we have to believe in order to bear fruit. Jesus said, if you obey me, you show that you're my disciples. He said, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. So you are the branches, I'm the vine. So it's actually a connection that you have in your spirit man that cannot be broken. You will never be separated from God. You are born again. The Spirit testifies with your spirit that you're children of God. Even if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. Thank you, 1 John. You actually begin to draw on the Spirit that's inside of you. You begin to visualize where you are seated at the right hand of God. You actually begin to see that the river that is connected to the throne in heaven is the same river that flows out of your spirit man. And then before you know it, you're out of your mind and you're praying and you're starting to release things out of your spirit man. You're starting to see demons flee. You're starting to see the people shake. You're starting to say, you know what, God, I am healed. Bang. And as soon as you say that, it's like lightning comes out of your spirit, man. A nuclear bomb goes off, a quaking glory, earthquakes in the spirit realm. You have no idea. The angels are released. Angels are there to perform his word. Listen, guys, you just got to see what he's doing and do it. You've just got to hear what he's saying and say it. In your marriage, with your children, in your workplace, with your church, with the decision you are about to make, with the feelings that you're having, whatever it is, you gotta go to where God is. Where is God? He's inside of you, he's upon you, he's all around you, he's in you. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now, breakthrough. Now, this is again gonna, you know, sound a little bit over the top, but there's a particular story in the Old Testament where God brings judgment, and the story you might know as the writing on the wall, mini mini tekel apasan, and we know the story. You know, it's a very very popular story. So, but what I want to say is, and the story is in where Daniel interprets the dreams for Belshazzar. And it's which, where is it in the Bible? Is it Kings? Oh, I've been reading the, so Daniel chapter 5, I believe it's also mentioned elsewhere. But the point is, they were mocking God. They were an evil kingdom. They were using the holy instruments to drink and to be drunk with. And God was saying to me, and he's saying it to you, would you write those words on the wall? You know, I feel like sometimes we're waiting for justice, we're waiting for judgment, we're waiting for equilibrium. Now, we are not of the spirit of the disciples when they said, Jesus, do you want us to call fire down on heaven? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about judging people. Jesus said, don't judge lest you be judged. But what I'm saying is, when you're a son and when you own everything, and when you see injustice and you know that people are crying out for mercy, they're crying out for justice, they're crying out for their wages that they haven't been paid. You know, you are an ambassador of the kingdom. You are an ambassador of the kingdom, and you're authorized, and there's a moment where you may need to be the one who writes the words on the wall. I feel like God's saying, that's my son. That's my boy. I trust him. I'm gonna back him up. He's made in the image of Christ. He's transformed into the image of Christ by the washing of the water of the word. He's not only a child of God, he's actually becoming a son. A son of God being revealed according to Romans chapter 8. He's actually a mature son. He's not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He's actually trained his senses to know good and evil. It doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes because we continually humble ourselves, but you get to a point where God says, you know what? You write on the wall, you declare. Judgment in that sense of you decide that that demon has to go, you decide that that business has to close down. I tell you, my church moved from building to building, and there was a moment in time where I was leading the new Christian training in a public building, and we had maybe 1,000 people coming on a Sunday to the city of Whitehorse, and we were renting the church, and I was a volunteer and not on staff at that time, and there was a lantern festival next door to the church. It was in the same building, using the same car park, but we had the building on a Sunday, and I prayed. I said, Bernie, would you pray with me? She was a new Christian. We prayed, God, we just pray, God, we just pray that you just get rid of that evil festival. Now, that lantern festival was on every year. It was on every year for I don't know how many years. It was a regular sort of Buddhist occultic sort of thing, and they shut down. The next week or the 2 weeks later, everything was gone. They were shut down by the fire department because they'd been there for years and years and years, every year, the same time of year, and they lost their permit because the fire department decided that it was a fire risk. Now, I did not contact the fire department. I did not make a phone call. I prayed, and I declared that that evil festival would be shut down. And we were amazed. We were absolutely amazed. We couldn't believe it, to be honest, you know, that our prayers worked. But God reminded me of that story. I believe that was the year 2000 and like four, maybe 2004, 2004, around there. And you can probably look up the festival in the city of Maroondah. And might even be in the paper being shot down. But anyway, Father, thank you that we're authorized. Thank you that we're sons. Thank you that we are more than we would ever know. God, doesn't the Bible say that what we shall be is going to be absolutely amazing? 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And it also says what God has prepared for those who love him. That's an absolutely amazing verse. What God has prepared for those who love him in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. "It is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him." I tell you what it is, guys. We are going to be seated on a throne. We are going to judge his courts. We are going to judge the angels. We are going to judge this world. So I want to thank you for listening, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, burn every idolatry, every weakness, frailty, every human thinking in our lives, out of our minds, out of our lives. Lord, we repent. Kill politics, Lord. Kill religion, Lord God. We renounce religion. We renounce politics. We hate it, Lord. We hate it. Oh, Lord, would you just set us on fire for your kingdom? Oh, Lord, make us a plumb line. Lord, make us the image of Christ. We agree with you. Guys, this is the standard. The standard is not that we would be Christians. The standard would be that we are indistinguishable from God himself. It does not mean that we are omniscient. It does not mean that we are the creator God. But it means that we are love. We are patient, we are kind, we keep no records of wrongs, that we are made in his image, that we live like him, that we look like him, that we clothe the naked, that we forgive sins, that we heal the sick, that we give even when we have nothing left, we give. We think of others as better than ourselves. We serve. We wash each other's feet. Thank you, Jesus. We love our neighbor. You know, the Bible says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Hey guys, I've been Jonathan. You've been listening to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. There's also hundreds of videos on YouTube under the same name. Bye for now.